Common sense, loud and proud. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Remember that long-term care tax that was so unpopular, they decided to put it aside for the indefinite future? Well, the indefinite future ends at the end of June. Carlene Johnson from our sister station, KNWN Northwest News, reports a bill to end it once and for all went nowhere, which means the tax is very much alive.
That means starting in July, you'll see less in your paycheck as the state takes 58 cents for every $100 you make. Governor Jay Inslee says the program is critical as a safety net.
We know that 7 in 10 Washingtonians over the age of 65 will need long-term care.
There was a window to opt out of the tax by showing you got your own long-term care policy, but that window was closed. Glenn Morgan with We the Governed says there are so many flaws with the program.
If you retire the next 10 years, you get nothing. Because you're required to pay at least 10 years into this program before you get the first penny. Tough luck for you, you get nothing.
Elizabeth Hovde at Washington Policy Center also points out the 58 cents for every $100 will certainly increase over time. The payroll tax for paid family and medical leave has already doubled. Carlene Johnson, Northwest News Radio.
Yep, it will only get worse. That's why we need to end it entirely by referendum if necessary. Keep in mind, the state decided to pass a long-term care tax, which would hit everybody, but you would pay into it.
Well, everybody that has a job.
Yeah, every employed person.
Works.
It would be a payroll tax on every person who is working, but if you're within 10 years of retirement, you'll have to pay into it for, let's say, the next 6 or 7 years, and then you're going to retire, and you don't get anything out of it because you have to be enrolled for 10 years.
And do they fix the portability thing that if you move out of state when you retire?
If you move out of state, you lose the benefit. It's not like your 401k or your Social Security that when you leave the state, it travels with you. This benefit does not travel with you. And if you happen to live in, let's say, Oregon, but you're working in Washington, or you live in Idaho and you work in the Spokane Valley, no, you don't get this benefit. You're not a Washington State resident. But they'll tax you for the wages you earned in Washington.
So all sorts of trouble.
And the reason why this thing is just racked with difficulty is that it really wasn't set up to care for elderly people with their long-term care needs. The entire lifetime benefit of this long-term care program is $36,000, which you can burn through in less than a year at a long-term care facility. I mean, you know, 6 months in some of them. But anyway, Philip J., you said that you had some additional info about how Jay Inslee got it wrong when he said 70% of people are going to need this.
Yes, I was very dubious of that claim. 70% would need this. I did some sleuthing. And the website for the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance is AALTCI.org. This would be the industry group that wants to sell you long-term care insurance and ostensibly would be doing everything they can to convince you to buy long-term care insurance.
All right. So
on this page, it says, so many articles refer to a statistic you will not find on our association's website. We are referring to the statistic that, quote, 70% of people over age 65 need some long-term care, end quote. That is what you played from a clip of Jay Inslee earlier this morning.
Well, that's
on
the mantra. That's what they're saying on the floor of the House and the Senate.
In justification for this stupid long-term care tax that Washington is going to institute.
That's what they're saying.
We know that 7 in 10 Washingtonians over the age of 65 will need long-term care.
The insurance company website says this number, based on a government study conducted years ago, may be accurate, but the definition for long-term care is quite encompassing and not relevant to a discussion regarding long-term care insurance utilization.
Well, then that means it's not accurate.
So they're basically saying this is a bogus claim to say 70% of people approaching retirement age will need some type of long-term care. And Governor Inslee is pushing forward another bogus comment, essentially a lie or a misrepresentation, well, however you want to describe that.
No, a lot of people want to, you know, set aside for their long-term care needs, but the government program they have is such a brazen ripoff. And it's because the reason they have this program is to benefit an interest group. The interest group are home health care workers. That's who this whole thing is set up for. That's why when you leave the state, the benefits don't go with you, because there are no Washington state members of the SEIU union working as Washington state home health care workers in Oregon, California, Idaho, Montana, Texas, Arizona, etc. So since the program was written for them, in fact, they probably wrote the bill, that's why you have these bizarre carve-outs. And again, they are going to have to, I believe they have to take a separate vote to authorize this long-term care tax going into effect in June. If they do, and a referendum campaign or an initiative campaign is mounted to take it down, it will succeed. It will definitely succeed. It is such a terrible program, and it's such a terrible value.